Page 134. Read. The Poetry of Birds.
For centuries, poets have been inspired by birds. They've written about how birds sing and fly, hunt and nest, and their sometimes strange behavior. Although the poems here were written in different countries, during different time periods, and in different styles, they all reflect our fascination with the beauty and mystery of birds. Emily Dickinson was an American poet, born in 1830. She was thought of as a minor poet in her lifetime, but many people read her poetry today.
A Bird Came Down the Walk by Emily Dickinson. A bird came down the walk. He did not know I saw. He bit an angleworm in halves and ate the fellow raw. And then he drank a dew from a convenient grass, and then hopped sidewise to the wall to let a beetle pass. He glanced with rapid eyes that hurried all around. They looked like frightened beads, I thought. He stirred his velvet head, like one in danger, cautious. I offered him a crumb, and he unrolled his feathers and rowed him softer home than oars divide the ocean, too silver for a seam, or butterflies off banks of noon leap splashless as they swim.
Masaoka Shiki, born in 1876, was a Japanese poet and author. He helped to develop modern haiku poetry.
On How to Sing by Masaoka Shiki. On How to Sing, the Frog School and the Skylark School are arguing.
Tu Fu is considered one of the greatest Chinese poets. He was born in 712.
A Pair of Yellow Warblers Sing in the Green Willow by Tu Fu. A pair of yellow warblers sing in the green willow. A file of white herons climb the blue sky. Framed in my window, the thousand autumn snows of the western peaks, tied by my gate, a boat to take me 10,000 miles east to Wu.
Charles Baudelaire was a French poet, born in Paris in 1821. His most famous collection of poetry is The Flowers of Evil.
The Albatross by Charles Baudelaire. Often, just to amuse themselves, sailors catch albatrosses, those huge seabirds that lazily follow the ship as it glides over the salty depths. The moment they've been put on deck, these kings of the sky, now awkward and ashamed, let their great white wings hang pitifully like oars beside them. The winged traveler looks weak and clumsy. He who was once so beautiful is now comical and ugly. A sailor taps its beak with a pipe. Another, limping, mimics the disabled flyer. The poet resembles this prince of the clouds, fearlessly riding storms and mocking arrows. When he's on the ground, surrounded by jeers, his giant wings prevent him from walking. A Song for All Seasons by Anonymous. In the lonely early morning, very still and hard to bear, suddenly come tiny voices breaking through the summer air, singing faintly, singing sweetly, in a soft melodic key, partly hidden by the woodland, yet they're very close to me. As the sun begins to warm me, I gaze up from where I lie, watching while the skylarks circle up into the summer sky. Sad to think that winter's coming silences the skylark's song. Cold creeps in and days are shorter, while the icy nights are long. Yet without the sun, there's birdsong, even when the north winds blow. Sparrows, wrens, and blackbirds twitter. Robins sing amid the snow.
Kobayashi Issa was a Japanese poet known for his haiku poems. He lived from 1763 to 1827. His writing name, Issa, means cup of tea.
The Tree Will Be Cut by Kobayashi Issa. The tree will be cut, not knowing the bird makes a nest.